Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all shapes and sizes, welcome to your favorite podcast with Garrett, Trevor, and Simon. Broadcasting from the top of Scotts Valley, it's
Smelly Monkeys. Smelly Monkeys. Smelly Monkeys.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey. What are you being quiet for, Simon?
I don't know.
Well, say hello to everybody out there in podcast land.
Hi.
Hey, we got a lot of listeners. I checked last time. We had almost 300 listeners.
Wow.
Which I think is a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so we're not CBS or NPR or Fox. But we're getting up there. What do you guys think?
Yeah,
pretty good. You know what's amazing, too, is I thought, well, you know, most of the computer users out there use Windows, but a lot of our listeners use Macintosh, which is kind of surprising, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys not even care about this stuff?
Yeah.
No, I don't really care.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about ourselves, our favorite topic.
I'm Fred.
First of all, hey, Fred, quick thing. You guys just finished junior lifeguard.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. I went down and saw you last day. What happened on that?
We swam out to the finger buoy.
Trevor, be quiet.
Well, you speak then, Simon.
Yeah,
I.
Okay, Trevor, you speak, since...
Okay.
I'll move the chair closer.
And we've been, we swam out all the way out to the finger buoy, buddy.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Yeah. Swimming out at a pretty cold temperature down in Santa Cruz, and you guys swam out. Hey, another thing, I got some interesting news for you.
Yeah?
It was about 30 years ago today, or this week, that my family, me, my dad, my mom, my two brothers, and my sister, moved out from England to move to, well, we moved to Texas.
No, Indonesia.
Well, no, that was, we moved from England to Texas. I lived in Singapore for a few years, but let's focus on the main news event here. So 30 years ago, that's a pretty good event, huh?
Yeah,
I was 9 years old.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have happening? Oh! What show number is this?
13.
It's August 25th, 2005, and it's show number 13. And we had some ideas. What are we going to do for show number 13?
Have some bad things happening.
Yeah, because it's like special number 13. What about you, Sam? Any ideas?
I don't know.
Can I have my milk, please?
Yes, we have some milk. Which one are you? This one?
I got
we're drinking milk,
idea.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's
I got
a
good
milk
idea.
Cast. Yeah.
We could bring a rhinoceros and a giraffe in here and see if we can make their sounds, and then that would be freaky. Ooh, another idea.
Yeah.
We could say, press a button. Trevor, we could say, ooh, what does this button do? And a button bongos.
Okay.
And it's all, oh, there goes half of our house with the coffee machine.
Well, the coffee machine is broken. You're right. We have this fancy coffee machine. Costs a lot of money, and it, and then to grind coffee, make coffee, and it broke. Have to mail it back. Hey, leave that there for a sec. We're going to talk about that later. Something really cool. We had a website, or another podcast, called Vox Monitor. You can find it at voxmonitor.com, and you can find it in the show notes. They reviewed our podcast. Do you guys want to hear what they had to say about us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So listen carefully. So here's, I'm just going to play some clips. Here's one of the clips, and this is Vox Monitor, show number 48.
Dad's a big dummy.
Stop that. We're going to edit both those. Here's the first clip. Ready? Listen carefully.
Smelly Monkeys. It's a podcast that's done by a father and his two boys.
Yes.
And their boy children.
That's right so far, right? You guys are boys?
Girl child.
Yeah.
I have two boy children.
Yeah, they're more trouble than girl children.
Well, maybe now.
Is that right?
One piece of advice I have for this podcast is get a compressor, for God's sake.
Oh, a compressor.
Right.
So we did turn out the compressor. It's a software compressor using Pod Producer.
Yeah, all kids do.
They said we're too loud. And here's their example.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Eat the blood!
And these kids...
What's going on there?
Yeah.
They like to get those mics clipped in. And
what do you think about that?
That's not too loud.
Well, they said we need a compressor. You hear what some other stuff they had to say about us?
What's a compressor?
You know, I sent them an email and said, what's a compressor? The same thing. They made some recommendations. It's pretty good. Do you want to hear some other stuff they said about us? Okay. Yeah. This is what they said. Here's what they said about you.
You know, I mean, these kids are
obnoxious, but not unmanaged.
No.
You know, that's on it, you know, like,
they're just we're kids. Cool. They're kids. We're cool. We're obnoxious. We're obnoxious. We're obnoxious.
So, who wants to... Let's do our... So what do you think? You're obnoxious?
Yeah.
How do you like that?
We're obnoxious. We're pixies.
Hey, they say
we're
something about... You guys want to hear this? They say something nice about me.
Okay.
Ready?
And the kids seem to take direction pretty well, too.
Well, maybe that's not a... You think you take direction? Kids. Quiet, everybody, or I'll beat you.
Ow, my spleen!
Your spleen. Okay, and they say... They mention you, Trevor's football. Here's what they say about Trevor's football. No, maybe not. Well, we'll play that later. And here's some other advice they have.
That's a recommendation I have for this guy. Beat your kids.
With sticks.
Yeah. Hard.
Beat your kids. What do you think about that?
Hard. Yeah.
You know better.
Yeah,
After the show, we're going to start the beatings.
What's this button do?
Anyway, so check it out. I'll put it in the show notes. It's Vox Monitor. They spent a lot of time reviewing our show. I thought it was a pretty good review. You know, one thing they said, that they said this show is geared more towards kids. I would like it geared more towards adults.
Yeah.
You like that too?
Yeah.
So let's talk about an adult topic.
Hmm.
What do you guys want to talk about, an adult topic? Go ahead, Simon.
Adults like James Bond. I'm good.
James Bond. Okay, you got an adult topic?
Let me see sports. The adults.
You know, sports is an adult topic. How about the war in Iraq? Go ahead, Simon. Any comments?
Bazooka!
Well, no, seriously. What do you think about the war in Iraq? Any strong feelings about it?
The kid that got stolen. He's freaky.
I'm not sure what that means. Okay, Trev, any strong feelings?
No, but I know about the internet.
Okay, what about George Bush? Any strong feelings about George Bush? Go ahead, Simon.
He doesn't wear a seatbelt in the car.
You know, that's not proven, so don't sue us for libel. Anything else? Any opinions about George Bush?
Don't want to... Never mind.
Okay, well... Maybe we can
bazooka!
You know, we'll talk about politics later on, because that's coming up again when we get to vote for presidents and stuff like that.
In 4 years.
Anybody get our fruit bat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, my
other thing, very important thing happening in our lives. What's happening next week?
Slug bang.
Nope. What's happening next week? What's that? Any big thing happening next week? Like, seventh grade.
Second grade.
You guys are going back to school.
Yeah.
And you just had sexy looking haircuts, so your girlfriends will really love you. That's why we need a compressor, I guess. So, are you guys looking forward to second grade?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, what are like?
Dan, you need to get some sticks to bang them.
I know, that's what the guy said. Hey, here's what I'd like to ask our podcast fans to do. Our smelly monkeys. The smelly monkeys. The boys start school next week. And they just got brand new haircuts, and they look extremely delicious. What I'd like you to do is if you guys send me an email at trevor@smellymonkeys.com or simon@smellymonkeys.com, or you can send us a voicemail at 206-666-KIDS, K-I-D-S. I'll play it for them on their first day of school and wish them first day of school. So what day is it next week you guys go?
I don't know.
Thursday.
All right. It's pretty cool. Hey, are you ready for some controversy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like cheese.
So here's some controversy. Last time we played the Battle of the Bands between the Beatles and Jimmy Buffett. And who won?
Jimmy Buffett.
And who was even better than Jimmy Buffett?
Go
ahead.
The Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
And Take Me Out big time.
Well, we had a couple of people write in and say... First of all, we picked the wrong Eye of the Tiger, and they recommended Paul Anka's version, I hope I'm saying that right, of Eye of the Tiger, and this is how it goes. Sounds very different from what you sang, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I also have another version by a band called Big Daddy, which I actually like even better than this. Now, we should point out, we're going to try to go see Survivor, which sings Eye of the Tiger, tomorrow night in concert, right?
What version? The version that's on my iPod?
The version which is on your MP3 player.
Yeah, I love that version.
I like this.
You like this one?
Yeah.
I like this one too. This is a band called Big Daddy. They do a lot of like 50s sounding song.
Rising up back on the street. Did my time, took my chances. With the distance now, I'm back on my feet. Just a man is willing to survive.
It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stops his prey in the night. And
oh, I should play the rest of that sometime. That is a good song. But, you know, there are certain rules out there that won't let us play unpod-safe music for a while. Hey,
Hey, Trevor, why don't you tell them your favorite song?
Oh, they have. Hey,
2,000 times.
Another quick announcement. We are really trying hard at this song, aren't we? A lot of energy?
Yeah.
A lot of excitement?
Yeah.
Let's hear it for our listeners.
My spleen hurts.
Your spleen hurts.
And I like slug bugs and cheese.
Let's make next Thursday, your first day of school, Smelly Monkeys Day. How about that? And I'm going to like everybody who's listening right now to do.
Don't forget about the bomb thing on number 13.
I think we're going to skip the special throw 13. We're going to try to do something later on.
What's this button do? What's this button do?
Hey, but next Thursday, your first day of school, Smelly Monkeys Day, if everyone listening out there could please send a message to another friend of yours and try to get us another listener. So next Thursday, send it out. Okay, Trevor, don't stop pressing buttons because I got to...
Stop pressing buttons.
Well, no, because here's a special time for you.
Cheese.
It's, Okay, Simon, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Trevor. Sports
with Trevor.
I got a question for you because we're 12 minute mark. We want to try to end this about 15 so we can watch the end of
Shrek
2.
Plus,
Trevor, you got to finish pretty quickly because it's 8:10 in the evening. And when I got to work this morning, I checked my Yahoo email account and there was a message for San Francisco Trev. Can you tell me what's going on there?
Fantasy football!
You signed up for fantasy football?
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Well, that's pretty good news.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you going to do? What teams are you going to pick?
You mean what players?
What players, sorry, yeah.
I want to see who's on. I'll choose kind of later because I want to see what players I can pick.
Well, they said there's a coaches meeting tonight at 8:30, so we're going to sign you up for that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Simon Nicholas.
Yeah.
A lot of controversy.
Yeah. What?
Last week, we said "Eye of the Tiger" is the best song.
Yeah.
I had some people call in and said some people called in and said if you like Franz Ferdinand, listen to Kiss.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll All Night Long. We'll have to play that. But before we even get to that, there's controversy about "Eye of the Tiger," Simon's favorite song. Apparently, if you listen to the song backwards, there's a special message in the song. Have you heard about this?
No.
If you listen to the song backwards and slowly, you can hear a special message. So we're going to do this. It's an exclusive for Smelly Monkeys. a special exclusive. This is Eye of the Tiger backwards. We're going to play a bit of it forwards, first of all.
I
want you to listen carefully. Now, apparently, in this message, if you play it backwards, in the song, there's a special message. So let's play it backwards. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play it backwards. Listen carefully to the words. I heard it. Did you hear it?
No.
Did you hear it?
No.
Okay, let me turn up the vocals. Listen to it carefully. Turn up the vocals. Listen carefully. Simon, do your homework and go to bed and watch your dad's car. This is for you, Simon. Do it now. Wow, I definitely heard that. What do you think? Did you hear that, Simon?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? What did the message tell you?
It told you, this is for you, Simon. Do it now.
Well, I think you better listen to that song more often. Do your homework, Simon.
Can I do it one more time real quick?
I tell you what. Because we want to get back to Shrek 2, I want to get to a special report. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
technology, and music.
I like cheese.
Hey, I got three quick things.
I don't like eggs.
I'm going to go through it real quickly. First of all, I'm excited because guess what I got in the mail yesterday?
What? Your new iPod?
A new iPod. I got a 60 gigabyte photo iPod, and I'm psyched about it.
I like cheese.
I got a really good deal on it because I got a friend who works for Apple, and I got an employee discount, so I got it pretty cheap. I sold my old one on eBay and got this one, and I got a pretty good deal. So here it is. It's about the same size. I'm going to show you. This is cool. It's got photos on it, and you can look at the photos. See that?
Now what?
Who's that?
I like cheese. Yeah, really, I like cheese.
Well, who's that in the photo?
Yes,
isn't that cool? You got photos, and it plays all my music. 60 gigabytes. I can fit almost every single Smelly Monkey show on there. Anyway, enough about my new toys. I have two website recommendations for you. First is a website called dig.com. That's D-I-G-G.com. You want to put your headphones back inside, Trev, so you can hear?
No.
I'm going to say something rude about you. Ready? Okay, let's say something rude about Trevor because he took his headphones off.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Trevor still needs to pay me $5 back.
He
also smells bad.
Well, we all smell bad. That's why we're the smelly monkeys. Anyway, let me finish my report.
He smells so good.
Let me finish my report. Dig.com, D-I-G-G.com. Check it out. It's a really cool website. There's a lot of tech news on there. But what happens is different people vote on what the good stories are, so the best stories or the most interesting ones seem to float to the top. And it's a great place just to go check, see what's going on, find the latest stuff. Now, I'll give you an example. One of the items there was a report on the other day was a site called gvisit.com. Now, if you go to our website at
smellymonkeys.com,
and you go to the very bottom, on the right-hand side, you'll see something called a smelly map. And this smelly map shows you where people, using the Google Map API, it shows you where in the world people have come from to visit your site. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to press pause real quick, so I'm going to upload that site so we can have a look at it. We'll be right back. Do you want to play some intro sounds? Go ahead. Thank you. Hey, we're back, and we're just checking the website right now. So we checked Smelly Monkeys, and it looks like we had someone from Texas and someone from California visit. But I'm checking my own blog, which you can also find. Look at that. I got someone from New York, someone from Washington, D.C., someone from Texas, someone from New Mexico. And who's this? Way over on the other side of the world, Manila. So pretty cool. Anyway, check it out. If you check out our blog at smellymonkeys.com, you'll see the link to it. It's a really cool API. It tracks who visits your sites and where they're from. Pretty cool, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
So, shall we wrap up today's show?
Yep.
About 20 minutes? Hey, I really appreciate you guys listening. One of the reasons that really fires us up is when you send us comments, and we're getting some great comments and some great feedback. I really appreciate it. Even if you just want to put the one word which says, Simon, Trevor, do great in school next week, send it to us because this is what really fires us up. Am I right?
Yes. Pocos with sticks.
Yes.
And then say it's
The other thing we did is, if you send us feedback, we want to make the show good for you. Vote for us in Podcast Alley. Subscribe to us on iTunes. You can find all the information you need to do that on smellymonkeys.com. If you want to reach Simon, where can we reach you, Simon?
Smelly Monkeys.
Simon. And Trevor.
We like cheese.
If any of those young girl second graders want to reach you, where can they reach you?
Trevor, smellymonkeys.com.
Okay. And you can always reach us at anything at smellymonkeys.com or show at smellymonkeys.com. Or you can call us at 206-666-KIDS. Do that. If you're on your drive on a commute, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Hey, we're going to play our exit music right now. I want to hear lots of noise and excitement, boys!
I love you. So long, suckers. See you later. have to go back down to the movie. Look, Andrew.
My favorite song.
Take me out!
Hey, thank you for putting up with us. Bye.